Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
And it is now round two.
Fight.
Initiative. Delphine, roll me a D10. I hope you can get better than a 10.
A 10.
Nice.
Did you roll a 10?
I did.
Yeah. And you have a plus one.
Okay, buddy.
Or did you roll a 9 with a plus one?
No, I really didn't. No, I really
didn't. No, it was a 10.
You actually managed to beat me with a 10.
Yes.
All right. At the top of the round. Anybody moving?
Run
I'm
away.
Assuming all of you are moving.
Run away.
And now that Dom has returned to the group, and of course you've lost an elf, do you wish to make haste and run like just like the Dickens and get the hell out of here? Or
yeah, guys, I found a secret passage.
Oh, there's now two oars. Do you wish to sneak away through Dom's secret passage, which can shortcut your move through the dungeon back to the entrance? Or do you wish to take the time to grab the body of your fallen companion Malin?
So how many spiders do we have left right now?
Well, you have at least five, and more are coming in.
Okay, I vote we abandon.
I know, I'm sorry. I agree. When exactly can I use my sleep spell?
Oh, you could have used it at the end of the last
round.
However, you melee
attacked. It went straight into the spiders. It went straight into the spiders.
However, you chose to use a melee attack instead.
Oh, I would have had to have waited. Oh, but what do you mean I can't do both? I'm a powerful elf.
Well, the wonderful thing about elves is that elves are pretty cool. They are good at everything, but they can only do one thing at a time.
Well,
dinguses.
Like those.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this dingus right here.
Yeah.
Damn.
So is everybody going to be just moving?
Yeah.
And which way are you going? Are you going to try and book it through the main dungeon?
Secret passage.
Secret passage.
Okay. If you book it through the secret passage.
I'm done with these undead.
I usually book through Travelocity. Yeah. And then that gets me, like, the shortest.
Well, your Travelocity agent has arrived in the form of a half-ogre.
I just got certified.
Who is not currently raging.
From the Universal Life Chat.
I feel like there's a big future in travel agents.
I mean, it's a backup right now.
That
but
red blazer looks so good on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What's the plan here? What's your exit plan?
I'm going to be last. I'm going to try to protect while everybody's leaving.
Okay, who are you ushering into the passage first?
Who's the most injured?
I have one hit point left.
Dr. Ogg, you do not look good. I insist that you go first.
You remember Dr. Ogg from the discussion forum on Zanga. So Dr. Ogg's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really active on Zanga.
I really
that's
appreciate
how I got
that.
Up with Travelocity, as a matter of fact.
I'm glad. I'm really glad that worked out for you.
Mm-hmm. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So you push Dr. Ogg into who's next? Who's
I'll go
after
next.
Dr. Ogg?
I'll go next.
All right.
I'm like really wanting to book it, so not waiting.
Serafina Labia, it's like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm done.
I'm next.
You're next?
Yeah.
And then finally, you go rushing out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Delphine. Your ex is not worth it.
Sealing the door behind you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Your group has escaped. You have each vacated the combat scene. Combat's over. We are out of initiative rounds at this time, and... No XP was gained.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know what? No.
Wait,
killed
two of the zombies.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
And we killed a zombie and we killed a spider.
You killed. Okay. You'll get one XP.
I wanted a spiritual journey XP. In the walls, so I feel like.
You hear Mowen from beyond the grave. I made it to level 2, mother.
Oh, Mowen.
Brother got to level 4.
Mother, no.
Yeah. 1 XP, each of you.
That brings me to level 2.
As you escape.
And more spells.
I must ask your leader, do you return to town or do you camp?
We are returning to town.
All right. Your group is leaving the dungeon. You have had it up to here with it, and you've left with almost no loot whatsoever. Because you chose to leave.
Oh, shit. We left the finger behind.
Because you chose to leave your party member behind, and you chose to exit through the secret passage and not through the main hall, you are not able to grab any of the really expensive drums. You are not able to grab any of the components of the statue or any of the other large objects on the way home.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. At least we know he's there. We can come back.
Yeah. I'm not about wealth. I want you to know.
You're about power, and I think you're the only one who's leveling up right now.
Need more spells. Being warm's nice, but I need more.
Basic needs first as you move up that Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah. And now I can, you know, book passage on any cruise you'd like. Find you some really good hotel rates. I mean, just hook me up, man. Here's my card.
You have left the black lair of the vampire count and made your way back to town. In doing so, some things happen. First off, everyone restores all of their hit points.
Yay!
Recovers all of their spells and powers. Everything goes back to maximum.
Hooray!
Everything? Even my con mod?
No.
Your con mod, unfortunately, is permanent loss until you find a magical sort that could restore it. A magical person, a priest, a cleric of a religion that has the power to restore.
That really hot senior who's an Forest Service major.
Yeah, I think he's also a warlock.
Oh, what's his name?
He couldn't decide between warlock and cleric. He was, you know, undecided.
Like Jared or
Jeremy?
Fucking definitely Jeremy.
Jeremy, that really hot senior who is
is he hot?
I mean, you know,
he's kind of weird. He's kind of weird.
He's not conventionally beautiful.
I think so.
He's kind of, you know, he's
unique.
It's hard to explain.
Anyway, you also get to restore your starting equipment to full original capacity.
Oh,
so anything that you started with that you may have crossed off, uncross it.
Do we keep the stuff that we looted from Trippy?
Now that's special. Sure. The equipment of a fallen party member counts as loot.
Uh-huh.
The next step, after you restore all of your starting equipment, including your starting money, not your money, sorry, your starting rations, your starting torches, whatever, you're assumed to basically go back to town and kind of, you know, up your stuff back up. So you're ready to go back into the dungeon. Anything that you would have acquired in the dungeon, including loot that you found, equipment that you would have scoured from the bodies of your enemies and the spoils of your fallen allies, that counts as loot.
Except
and you have you get to keep it. You just have to, if you haven't already, you have to divide the loot as you see fit among your group.
Oh, we already did.
Yeah, no, Trippy stuff was definitely distributed already.
If you have money left over, you can choose to go shopping and buy extra stuff. And if you have enough experience points to level up,
woo, I do.
You follow the level up process.
Did we get experience points for our last battle?
No, you didn't, because you ran.
I just got one.
Yeah, you only got the one.
I have 3 XP.
And that's only
total.
Because I'm feeling nice.
I want a spell. Give me a spell.
And how many points do we need to level up?
20.
Oh, I am not close. I was not gaining experience. I was gaining spirituality.
So I do believe the only person that has enough to level up might be Serafina.
Yep, I have 20 exactly.
How are you doing, Delphine?
I'm at 18.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, you'll get there.
So close.
You can get that in a summer class.
Need to kill a few more dinguses and you'll be there. When you level up, first off, your experience point total resets to 0.
Right.
Anything that you have over 21... over the amount that you need to level up is erased. You don't keep it.
Good thing I'm at exactly 20.
Your level increases by 1 to a maximum of 15. So now you are level 2.
Woo!
Congratulations. Woo! This is the first character I have ever seen make it to level 2 in Hammerfall.
How did you stay alive? Wow. What's your secret?
I don't ever fight.
Iron Lady.
That is my literal secret. I looked at my con and I was like, oh, one hit and I'm dead. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't fight. That is how I make it to middle age. I let you fight.
What's the fun in that?
All right, now.
I want to slice things in half.
You get to re-roll your hit points. Your maximum hit points. What is your con mod?
I'm at 5, right? So it's like 6, negative 1.
Okay.
Negative 1, yeah.
So I need you to roll 2d6. So roll 2 six-sided dice and subtract 2 from the total.
Ooh.
10.
Okay, so
eight.
Yeah. So now you have 8 hit points.
Oh.
Your maximum HP is 8.
Ooh, that's awesome. Wait, so I changed my con to 8 to or leave it at 6 minus 1?
Your hit points were 5.
Yes, I'm aware.
Now they're 8.
Now,
your con stays the same.
Oh, so my con's still 5.
Your con is still 5. You're still weak.
6. I don't know. 6. But my, okay, I get it.
Your saving throws are modified as such. You gain a +1 to the following saving throws. Luck, rally, mind, body, and death. All 5 of those increase by +1.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And at each new level, the cleric is divinely inspired to add 2 new prayers to your spell.
Yeah, this is what I really want.
Yeah. And you can add more by sanctifying, converting, and transcribing prayers to other gods found on scrolls and books and dungeons.
No, but you never have any scrolls.
So not yet. You get to add 2 more level 1 cleric spells. I'm going to give you the spell list here. Mm. And we're going to take a short break as you decide.
Okay.
The spells that you took were...
Cure Light Wounds, important for our party, and Detect Magic.
2 very useful spells. I look forward to seeing your party die less because of the presence of at least one of those spells. And now something you should also note is that you can now do your special turn away twice.
Oh my god, so it's once per level per day?
Once per day per level.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah.
That's a really powerful spell. It's like...
Yeah.
It's not one
trick. The
labia medallion.
The labia medallion. Cool. Yes.
Yep. Well, no. It is not. It is an upside down pentacle with the female signal.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Because sorry. The cape has the vagina on it.
Yeah.
Yes. The cape doesn't have a vagina on it.
It
is a vagina. My head looks like a clitoris sticking out of a vagina. Vulva.
Oh my god! How did I never see that before?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful pink silk.
The symbol,
a few shades of pink.
It's gorgeous. The 4 elements and the female symbol because we are a she-wolf tribe.
Yeah.
Oh!
And now that you leveled up, the one last thing is we have to see if you actually made it out with any loot. Is there anything of value that you specifically made it out with?
I got
the loot from Trippy.
I have a spyglass cape.
You have a spyglass? Mm-hmm. Where do you get the spyglass? Did Trippy have that?
Trippy.
Yes. I have a dagger, a bedroll, an antitoxin, and a sack.
Okay, none of this is loot, though. This is all just like
what about my sparkly broadsword?
Dagger is not a joke.
So what is the sparkly broadsword?
I mean, it just came to me. Like, I was on the spiritual journey in the walls, as you know. And like through my spiritual journey, which included the certification for Travelocity agent,
as part of the Travelocity induction
in tangent,
they gifted you the official
broadsword out of the air, and it just like existed and was in my hand.
Wow! Yeah, there was like someone above you just sort of dropping it down slowly to make you feel better about the whole thing. But you just have a very large broadsword that's covered in glitter.
It felt like Well, I mean, glitter or magical. I mean, who knows, really?
It is a very large broadsword that is covered in glitter. I tell you what, it's going to have a magical property. And that property is it will double because of the extreme amount of glitter on it.
Uh-huh.
Its name is Daisy. And it it will double the radius of any light source nearby.
I love it. It's like a disco ball.
It is, essentially. Daisy. You have a disco ball sword. And Thief, because you were so hardcore about those drums, I'll say that you managed to abscond with one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very nice drums.
They were.
They were of expert craftsmanship. After you kind of shake the dust off, you could probably get... about 650 for it.
Right. Well, I want to cash that in.
Okay.
I want to go to the pawn shop
that takes awkward large instruments.
It's next to the Hot Topic.
Can somebody take me to the Student Health Center? I don't feel so good.
I'll carry you.
Please. Wait, I have an antitoxin.
Oh, no, I got so my hit
change that weight, you get 650 gold.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. We'll just say I took you to the health center.
660.
650.
Now, with my 10 gold pieces I previously
had. I have 34.
Yeah. Well, that's 650, but that's party loot. You have to determine whether or not that you're going to share the love or just keep it for yourself.
I feel like we should buy food and supplies with that money.
We're low on food, wolf. Right?
Point of order. With 650 gold, could you just go buy the stuff that your ex-boyfriend still has in the lair?
Absolutely.
You could, but then you wouldn't be getting more XP.
This is the point. Okay. It's the principle of the thing. I'm just checking
if, like...
Yeah. I mean, are there any quests up on corkboard at the end?
Is there,
or
a different...
Fuck the Vampire King.
I don't want to do that
anymore. We're on the same page. I really enjoy questing with all of you, and I feel like we should go find a different place to go quest.
I feel like we should go on a Faruza Bulk pilgrimage.
Oh my god, I want
to the great land of Los Angeles. Is that where the craft was set?
Was it Los Angeles? I can't remember.
Anyway,
okay,
I agree. Have 650 gold to divvy among the rest of the group.
Yes, let's. I'm gonna give everyone 100 gold coins.
Don't include me because I'm not here yet.
Okay, I won't. Trust me.
So that means that you still have 350 left.
I still have 350.
Why don't you just pocket it? That's fine.
I'd like to buy some food for everyone.
Yay.
Like everybody does need food.
Yes. We need food, not just our our hard tack. I feel like we have enough satchels to carry some nicer food.
Mm-hmm. Like
other things that you could do is hire someone to follow you around and carry your stuff.
Oh my god. See, that's interesting.
Extra
because
loot.
Rooms. Someone here is a rent-a-cop. So
so what I'm picturing happening here is after you go shopping, you get your money, you sell your thing at the pawn shop, you reconnect, you're all having coffee at your favorite little internet cafe. And
I'm playing World of Warcraft.
And
it's called like Java
or just
Storm
doesn't
or something.
Just Warcraft, I should say.
There we go.
Yeah. No, there's literally a back room where people just hack at each other with sticks. It's called the Warcraft room.
Yeah.
You're playing
that's
that.
Where I'm at. Yeah.
And occasionally you come back out and get some
but
more
coffee.
But
we're all wearing headphones for some reason.
Yeah. It just makes it look cooler. Mm-hmm. And then you come back out and you're sitting down and you're talking about your adventures into the Black Lair and thinking, you know, we lost a couple of good friends there. But there's a fifth person sitting at your table. Just sort of hanging out.
Guys.
It takes you a moment to notice this person.
Yeah. They were blending in so well.
Yeah.
Well, hi, guys. I'm Edith Cumbersnatch.
Oh.
Hi, Edith.
So hi, nice Edith.
To meet you. Hello, Edith.
I like your last name.
Is that German?
Thank you. Yeah, that sounds...
Is it German?
Germanic?
No.
Hungarian?
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, where
I heard you needed some hired hands, so I wanted to offer myself up here. I'm a local security guard at the Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that must be really
exciting. You're defending against teenagers who have like five finger discounts. Yes. That's really not impressive.
Shoplifters.
My trait is sensitive.
Edith.
Yeah. Yes.
If you want to join our crew, you need to give yourself over and pledge your allegiance to Faruza Bulk. She is
among
our goddess.
Other things.
And the she-wolf.
And the she-wolf.
Yeah, there's some other things. There's some fine print.
Oh, I've heard of the
Do
she-wolves.
Do you believe in the power of Faruza Bulk?
Hell yeah, she's so pretty.
One of her many.
Okay, you can join us.
I get the final say.
True. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We have to go to our
step leader. Back, Iron Labia. Step back.
I know. She's getting too, a little too
bright. Yes,
okay. I remember the initiation being very different.
Dr. OG.
Yeah. A, you're an a elf, man. And B, a man.
Yes, you need to pledge allegiance to the she-wolf.
Oh.
All right. All right, your house pretty good. Your house pretty good. And also, in addition to pledging allegiance to Firuza Bulk, you need to tell Firuza how you would protect her as a rent-a-cop in a situation, not at Hot Topic, but perhaps in a larger situation.
Not at Hot Topic. Let me just try to expand my mind
Broaden your horizons.
I've got a pill to help you with that.
Excuse me?
To expand your mind.
Oh.
I've got something for that.
He is a doctor.
I could arrest you, except I'm not a real police officer. I'm just a rent-a-cop. Yeah, hand it over.
Here you go.
Thanks.
All right, so you're hanging out at the coffee shop taking drugs and talking about Firuza Balk, like you do in 1997.
Edith is now tripping balls.
But Edith.
Hey.
Come to my window. Sorry, guys. Had a little...
I'll be home.
It was on at the coffee shop.
Also, what is your rate?
It's the only song they play.
Yeah, you are rent a cop. We're going to have to negotiate a rate here.
Oh, I get a dollar above minimum wage at the Hot Topics, so...
How about
somewhere around there?
How about a share
like $6
of this?
Oh gosh, so
the share. I think it's $4.25
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like $4.50.
Sounds good.
What is your character class? Are you a fighter?
I'm a human fighter.
Human fighter.
Looks skivvies. So apparently
not a
in
lot.
My undies,
just underwear.
A lot.
Not a lot.
I thought skivvies.
Ooh. Also ooh, in her underwear. Sickly.
We're joining us. We're taking Edith to the student health clinic first. Damn. He's got scabies.
Trait sensitive. My gear, a number of things, also an undislodgeable wedgie.
Yeah. You poor thing.
God, so she's sitting there in her underwear talking to you.
It's like the tightest of thongs.
With the tightest of thongs.
It's just it's a permanent wedgie.
It's really just a couple of rubber bands. Like,
so very yikes.
All right, so moving forward, what's your next step? You have a dungeon in front of you that is waiting to be plunged.
We
a
do?
Bit more
what?
Deeper. The Black Flower of the Vampire.
Well, I don't know.
We can do it.
Yeah, we're done. We're not going back there.
We have helped Delphine get over her ex.
Yep. We are so over it. Can we roll can you roll us a new dungeon?
Yeah. Screw him.
I'm going to bat my eyes at you. We'll be willing.
We'll be willing to let you join us, but we're just going to feed you. We're not going to pay you.
Cool. I have a middle class background. I can always call mom and dad.
But Edith, you are going to have such a meaningful friendship.
Yeah.
That's its own reward.
You're going to be part of the pack. And that in itself is enough payment.
I usually get along better with men than women, but okay.
Oh, God.
We're going to fix that.
Well, you check out the bulletin board looking for other work to find other dungeons in need of plundering.
For our pilgrimage to Firuza.
Yeah.
Somebody roll me a D10.
I'm still not done with some town activities. I'd still like to go some shopping before we leave.
Well, you might want to know where you're heading next before you
do
the
shopping.
Yeah, I
agree with that. Yeah.
Got a 10.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Is this
five,
a randomizer?
Six,
yep.
7, 8, 9, 10. Roll me another D10.
All right. 8.
Oh, no.
Got a good one.
The most interesting one that you find is one that at least one of you is familiar with. I need to know who and why is familiar with the Pit of Tenebrous Worms.
Worms, ew.
Spiders did us so well. Y or W-O?
W-O.
Okay.
So, Tenebros, the bros, us.
Bro. Well, something that I have to admit to you guys is when I was a young half-ogre, I don't remember anything before my fifth year because I was found very close to the Pit of Tenebrous Worms.
Wow. I'm listening.
So I feel like this is destiny, guys. Like
this is where we should go.
This is where I think we gotta go. because maybe there's some answers about my...
Were you found with like something around your neck or hair or about your person?
No, it was just, it was a small worm around my neck as a as that I wore as a necklace.
Gross.
Be a pretty big worm.
But that like actually died and rotted a long time ago, so I don't have that anymore.
Well, let's go find Dom's past.
Yeah. Let's do some soul searching.
Yeah. I also, point of order here. So my alignment is supposed to be evil, but I feel like having hung out with the wolves of Zeramund and feeling their like magical earth goddess vagina power for so
also
long.
Also very chaotic, though.
Yeah, we're very chaotic.
But
all
I don't feel
chaotic.
Like I'm evil anymore.
Yeah, I feel like you're chaotic,
I'm
not
just
evil.
Chaotic, not evil, because I'm like really want to help
the
them.
The spider toxins
you can
have
be
changed
evil
you.
To
just,
other
like, decide
things.
That you've changed your alignment? Like, what are the implications of that? Is
yeah.
That, is
that something
cool?
I can do? Can I just not be evil anymore?
Here's the problem. Can someone simply not be evil anymore?
I mean,
because that is
this
a
could
deep
be your
discussion.
Art.
I'm saying, it's, yeah.
Is this like
the
a BoJack thing? You're just permanently scarred.
So,
no
are also
how
neurotoxins
you try.
That have transformed you.
It's true, and like I've seen it happen. It's like
perhaps,
pulling a splinter out of the bear paw. Like right. It changes him. He's nice
perhaps
now.
You were reborn through your communion with Firuza.
I think so.
You're now. Part of the chaos of the elements.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
We could still be evil to in other people's perspectives.
And I'm a Renekton, yeah. So obviously
we steal
my
people's stuff
is chaos.
Sometimes. So
yeah.
That's kind of
see,
evil.
I'm chaotic amongst
kind of quasi evil.
I suppose. Yeah.
Well then, congratulations, Dr. Ogg. Welcome.
I feel so honored to be here. I love you all.
You
I hope
should.
That's not so weird to say. But I love you.
We
all
just
very
met.
Much.
It's okay. But dude, just
no,
don't make it weird.
It's not.
You say this over your fifth cup of coffee. What's the name of the coffee shop? You know what? I have a random generator.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us.
The adjective
called,
the adjective animal.
It's also called the pit of Demetrius Worms.
Certainly roll me a
D10.
I got it. Choose prepared.
Two.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. It's a coffee shop called the Sleeping Cock.
Yes.
Of course it is.
She was
asleep,
guys.
Why did we meet here?
Yeah, for real.
Because we like them sleepy.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that even means.
Oh, so many terrible jokes are going to come out of this. Anyway, yes, you are all having coffee at the Sleeping Cock, talking about your love of Firuza. You have welcomed your new party member. You've decided, after walking over to the bulletin board and just blindly yanking off a piece of paper, that your next target is going to be the pit of Tenebrous Worms.
For Dom.
Which Dom is apparently from. Maybe
perhaps.
It's time to consider your gear.
Yeah.
Do you have monies?
Oh, yeah.
134 gold coins.
106 mm-hmm. gold.
12. I have some gold coins I'd like to spend on some weapons
I have,
and armor.
I have
and food.
A couple torches still.
I have
torches,
a lantern. Yeah.
I do like that you completely gave up on the dungeon that I had prepared. I love it. It's just like, you know what?
Fuck it.
Nope.
Well, for the story.
There were a lot of spiders down there. Did you
yeah.
See?
Gross. We could buy more dildos. We're good.
Yeah, we have so much. You can buy like $600 worth of like Tori Amos albums and dildos and you're good. Yeah.
Are we going to get more food? Because that was the thing we discussed.
I want food, weapons, armor. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can go to like an Army Navy store.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Jack Surplus.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna email Michael White right now and tell him to make me a logo for the Sleepy Cock Coffee Shop.
Yes.
And like, how much do you want for that?
It's always winking.
It's always winking. And on that note, we're gonna take a break as we do a shopping trip and we'll be right back. That concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zeramund Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Firuza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out, because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, in Hammercrawl, a cleric without a cure spell is just a weak fighter trying desperately not to die.